Hi there. Today, let's use this English lesson to talk about stress. That's stress, S-T-R-E-S-S, and it means when we are under pressure. Let's explore how facing and managing stress can build resilience, making you stronger and more adaptable in the face of challenges. We say in English, I'm stressed about this, or I'm stressed out, or that journey was so stressful. But I was reading an article this week which talked about the way in which stress can actually be good for us. There's so much discussion about stress and its negative effect. It was interesting to read about it from a different viewpoint. Ask yourself, how much stress do I face daily? Is it a mountain of stress that feels overwhelming, too much, or just a stone in your shoe? Identifying the source of your stress is the first step. But here's the interesting part. Not all stress is bad. Stick around to hear some ideas on how stress might be operating positively or negatively in your life. So it's a psychological self-development topic this week. But listening to this, especially if you listen a few times until you understand it all, will increase your fluency in understanding and will lead to greater fluency when you come to speak English. Interesting topics leading to English language fluency. That's what we're all about at Adept English. Hello, I'm Hilary and you're listening to Adept English. We will help you to speak English fluently. All you have to do is listen. So start listening now and find out how it works. Also at Adept English, we believe in learning through immersion. I-M-M-E-R-S-I-O-N. That means listening most days to English and making your listening part of your everyday life. Picture this. Hundreds of podcasts at your fingertips, waiting to take you away into stories and lessons, all while you're on the move. That's what's waiting for you at adeptenglish.com. Sometimes it's hard to see the upside of certain stresses. I had a stressful day last Friday. I was dealing with an organisation, a business I work with, and renewing a contract. This was stressful in itself, as that organisation is particularly difficult to deal with. But then, in order to do this renewal, I also had to deal with my online bank. My entirely online bank is fine most of the time, until something goes wrong. Then it's horrific. There is no telephone number, only an online chat, which is slow, tedious, and has never yet helped me to resolve an issue. I've always had to solve the problem in another way. So I got stressed, partly annoyance because this is a repeating situation, dealing with these two organisations which have frustrated me before. Both organisations treat their customers badly. It's more like customer aggravation than customer care or customer service. This annoys me at the moment, and it also frustrates me as I think of it as a more general wrong. Post-COVID pandemic, organisations just seem to treat their customers and those they serve badly. And when I'm stressed, as my family would tell you, I shout a bit and sometimes have been known to swear. That's S-W-E-A-R, to let off steam verbally, as we say. So this kind of stress doesn't seem to have much point to it. There doesn't seem to be an upside. Maybe I need to learn to handle it differently, anticipate it, not care so much perhaps. What I did, however, was be aware of the stress in my body afterwards. So I did some activities afterwards which I find soothing. The word soothing is an adjective, S-O-O-T-H-I-N-G. And if something is soothing, it calms us down, it de-stresses us. So soothing activities may be going for a walk, taking a shower, reading a book, speaking to a friend. Rather strangely, I find knitting to be a soothing activity that works really well for me. That's to knit, K-N-I-T. So yes, you heard right, knitting. Surprising, isn't it? But it works wonders for me as my soothing activity. What kind of stress are we talking about then when it's positive? And how can we tell positive from negative stress? The negative side of stress is perhaps easier to answer. If you live in a chronically stressful situation, chronically, C-H-R-O-N-I-C-A-L-L-Y, means going on for a long time, where you're in fight or flight for a lot of the time. This has a negative effect on the systems of the body. It might come from the circumstances that you live in. If you live in a neighbourhood where there is constant fear of being attacked, then of course this is stressful, and it's chronic stress of the worst kind. You might be in an abusive relationship. You might have a terrible boss who bullies you. Stressful situations like these, which are perhaps even traumatising, which threaten our safety. This is not the good type of stress. But actually stress that is momentary, that makes our hearts race and is more immediate but then is resolved, can actually be good for us. If the source of the stress isn't part of a broader picture where we feel under threat, and if at some level we are choosing the stress, the effect on our bodies is more like exercising it. Certain types of stress can be enjoyable. Think about the excitement, the exhilaration that we feel if we go on a roller coaster, abseiling, or a parachute jump. A roller coaster? That's a fairground ride, like you might have at Alton Towers in the UK or at Disneyland, Florida. Abseiling. To abseil, A-B-S-E-I-L, is when you dangle on a rope off the edge of a cliff. And a parachute jump? Fancy jumping out of a plane attached to a large piece of silk fabric to prevent you crashing to earth. These activities thrill people and are known for giving us a high. That last one I'll bow out of, though. I am way too chicken to ever do a parachute jump. That's not for me. But what about the stress we feel when we watch a horror movie that scares us? Or my choice of type of film or series, the stress when we watch a thriller. That's T-H-R-I-L-L-E-R. A series or a film where you are on the edge of your seat. What is going to happen next? Stress that we purposefully seek in a situation where actually we're safe, that can be something that gives us great pleasure. And in fact, often when we do physical exercise, we're putting our bodies under physical stress. We run so that we get out of breath. We cycle until we sweat. If we're doing cardio exercise, C-A-R-D-I-O, we're purposefully raising our heart rate. If we push weights, we are consciously testing and stressing our muscles. We also stress our bodies when we fast, but fasting is thought to be good for us. By visiting greater extremes, by forcing ourselves to do more than is comfortable, we strengthen ourselves. Pushing the body towards its limits can have benefits, especially where it's intentional. We're in charge. Running because you're choosing to exercise is very different from running because someone is pursuing you to attack you in a dark street. It's the same with exam stress. Having an exam and wanting to do well gives extra momentum, extra energy to your studying. There may be moments of stress, but as long as it doesn't reach the point of being too much, traumatizing, then there is probably a positive outcome. And we learn from these stressful situations. We learn resilience from being tested like this. During the COVID pandemic, some students studying GCSE or A-level in the UK didn't sit exams. They were assessed instead on their coursework alone. It was understandable at the time, but some of this generation of students later on are having difficulty handling stress on their university courses. They've not practiced. They've not had enough opportunity to grow their capacity, their strategies for handling stress or doing exams. Stress in these contexts can propel us forward, pushing us to excel and thrive. It's all about finding that sweet spot where stress challenges us just enough to grow. There are people in a work context who thrive on stress. To thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, means to do well on something. Again, the reason for the stress, the meaning of it matters. It determines whether it's positive or negative. If you're stressed because there's a lot of work and your project is about to go live, or the event you've been planning for months is about to happen, then maybe that's okay. It depends on whether the expectations on us are reasonable. If they're unreasonable and too much, we suffer negative stress. But if the expectations of you in your job role are reasonable, doable, this can be a good type of stress. A type of stress which makes work interesting and which pushes us to do more, function better, to learn. It's almost as though by experiencing stress and practicing how to deal with it, we prime our bodies and our minds. We're capable of more, we're more resilient. Resilience, R-E-S-I-L-I-E-N-C-E, and the adjective resilient mean that you are strong. You can withstand stress and pressure. You keep going. You don't go to pieces, as we say in English, under pressure. Be wary though, resilience is such a buzzword in workplace English and one that's misused. It's sometimes used where employees are being put under too much pressure, unreasonable pressure. And then when there's a problem, employees are told that they need to be more resilient. The problem must be theirs, not that of the organisation. I think that organisations that employ people have a duty not to overload people and to actually listen when a member of staff says it's too much. Now, to practice a greater level of fluency and more complicated English, here is a quote from someone who researches stress. The person is called Asaf Oshri, who is Professor of Human Development and Family Science at the University of Georgia. He says, "Resilience is a process, it's not a trait. It emerges from your interactions with the environment." If people aren't exposed to any stress, he says, they may not build up that resilience muscle. If they're exposed to too much or to particularly traumatic forms like abuse or discrimination, their well-being may suffer. But there seems to be a sweet spot in between where stress fortifies psychological health and helps people bounce back from difficult situations. Exactly where that sweet spot is may vary from person to person, Oshri says. So stress. Think about your life. Think about the amount of stress you experience in your life. Where does it come from? When does it happen? Is it too much, too little, or just right? And is it positive stress that leads to self-improvement or negative stress which is doing you damage? Hopefully, that's something to think about. Don't forget, use this podcast to practice your English. That's what it's for. Listen a number of times, and once you can understand all of it, you're really understanding quite a high level of English. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. Please help me tell others about this podcast by reviewing or rating it. And please share it on social media. You can find more listening lessons and a free English course at adeptenglish.com.